Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me is the center's president, Brad Finstead. It's nice to have you here today.
It's great to be here.
And it's fall, and it's harvest time. How are things going?
You know, it's times like this where we all, you know, really realize that this is an ag state, and we see it. We can't escape it. We see it in the fields. We see it on the roads. We hear about it on the radio. The weather reports seem to all center around, can you combine today or not? But it really just strengthens the point that Minnesota is an ag state. You know, we have about one-fourth of our workforce is tied up in ag or agribusiness ventures, so it's very important from an employee standpoint. Over 56% of our land is in production ag, and we have over 80,000 farms in Minnesota. So, you know, we're consistently a leader in production of poultry and of pork and of corn and of soybeans. So it's an important time of the year. And with that being said, it's a scary time of year.
Yeah, it always is.
We have rain every 15 minutes, and when it's not raining, it's cold, and we even had a little snow already. So
yeah, you know, it's Minnesota. If you don't like the weather, just wait 10 minutes, right?
That's
But you know, there are. It's really interesting. You know, agriculture has also changed a lot in the last 10 years, both in terms of sizes of some farms have gotten much larger, and yet also with the advent of organic farming and those kinds of things, you actually see more smaller farms. So there's some really interesting dynamics there. You also have, you know, certainly a lot going on in terms of other market conditions. You know, the whole H1N1, calling it swine flu and having that whole dilemma for hog producers has been tremendously impactful in a negative way on hog producers. And then like the ethanol industry and things like that. I mean, there's a lot going on.
You know, we realize that at times like with H1N1 and even with ethanol that we're in a global market. It's not just what the people in Illinois want to eat or put in their gas tank. It's what do the Chinese think about the H1N1 and how it relates to swine. And so we're in a global market. It's not your grandpa's farming anymore.
And, you know, it's kind of like in terms of the H1N1, it's almost like we needed a better PR firm or something to make that work.
Well, that's been one of the hamstrings of the ag industry for years is that, you know, they're all their own independent farmers out in their tractor. Yeah. And you know, you have the farm groups, Farm Bureau, Farm Union, the corn growers and whatnot that, you know, really try to speak to the PR issues of ag. But, you know, we are missing that one strong voice that says, listen, it's H1N1. It's not, you're not going to kiss a pig and get it.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Well, it is a huge part of our state's economy, and you see it everywhere this time of year.
That's right. And I would just want to close with a little safety shout out for all the folks out there. You know, when we have these big machines running down the roads, just keep a special eye out for it because it gets a little dangerous at this time of the year. So practice safety.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Brad. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.